Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called Santa Knows. And this was written by Cynthia and Greg Leitich Smith. It's illustrated by Steve Bjorkman. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name?
Yum yum.
Yum yum? Oh, friends, I have no idea what kind of creature this is. What's that?
B-E.
What are you saying B-E for?
B-E, my name.
Oh, his name is B-E. Nice to meet you, B-E. You ready for your story, kid?
B-E.
That's what I thought.
B-E says B-E.
Well, I've got a story for him, so maybe his words, maybe he'll learn more words. You ready? Okay. Alfie F. Snorkelpuss yanked his little sister's Christmas stocking from the fireplace mantle. Well, there's a lot of things to take away there. I hope that's not to tell us what kind of kid he is.
Hey!
Noel exclaimed.
Give that back!
There's no such thing as Santa Claus, Alfie said. So why bother?
I believe,
Noel whispered.
And you should too.
But Alfie had decided that believing in Santa Claus was silly.
I'll prove it, he said. I'll prove that there is no Santa Claus.
So Alfie went to the library. He read books about flying. He read books about reindeer. He read books about flying reindeer. He read every book he could find about Santa Claus, elves, Christmas Eve, and the North Pole. He studied the globe. He checked to see if any jet companies made sleighs.
That's it, he said,
finally closing the last book.
Even at the speed of light, with changing time zones and different calendars, there's no way anyone could deliver kajillions of pounds of gifts to hundreds of millions of kids all in one night. There is no Santa Claus.
By the way, there is a Santa Claus for life. There is one.
Let's see.
This is just a story. Don't worry, it's not real.
Think about the facts!
He scolded the kids at school.
No one is that fast,
he wrote in a letter to the editor.
The weight alone could cripple an old fat man,
he told a radio DJ.
Besides, have you ever seen a real-life elf?
He asked the TV audience.
Wake up and smell the cookies,
he posted on the World Wide Web.
At least they're for real.
But no one paid attention to Alfie. Not the kids at school, or the ones who read the newspaper, or those who listened to the radio or watched TV or surfed the web, especially not his sister. Noelle. When Alfie saw Noelle hang her stocking back on the mantle, he tore it off again and said,
Santa Claus, this. Santa Claus, that. Well, face it, he's nothing but a fairy tale.
Think what you want, Alfie F. Snorkelpuss,
Noelle replied.
Santa Claus believes in people who believe in him.
On Christmas Eve, Noelle wrote her letter to Santa.
December 24, dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a nicer big brother. Hugs and kisses, J. Noelle Snorkelpuss.
Bah!
Alfie sneered, but Noelle ignored him and dropped her letter in the mailbox. That night, Alfie F. Snorkelpuss pretended to sleep, but really he was sitting up waiting for Santa to not arrive.
Humbug,
he muttered, closing his eyes. And he awoke to a clatter on the roof.
No, it couldn't be,
Alfie mumbled, looking toward the twinkling tree.
Ho, 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 ho,
he heard from the fireplace.
Merry Christmas.
No way,
Alfie insisted. But as he rose to look, suddenly there appeared in front of him the jolly old elf himself.
What's the matter?
Santa said merrily.
Reindeer got your tongue.
But,
Alfie sputtered.
The speed, the time, the weight, impossible.
Oh, permit me to explain, Alfred Franklin Snorkelpuss.
Santa began with a twinkle in his merry eye.
My sleigh stops time around me so I can deliver the gifts to every good little boy and girl by Christmas morning.
Stops time?
Alfie squeaked.
My bag,
Santa went on,
is a gateway to my workshop. It goes with me round the world.
Alfie paused.
I don't think so.
It's elf science and technology,
Santa explained. Alfie scowled, shaking his head.
Oh, here then,
Santa sighed.
It's much easier to show you.
And with that, he tossed Alfie into his bag.
Now don't touch anything,
Santa yelled after him. A second later, Alfie found himself on a conveyor belt.
Where am I?
He asked, looking around.
I don't believe it. Santa's workshop?
Look,
exclaimed a worker elf.
A baby doll. How realistic,
a second elf said.
The elves in plastic sure know their stuff.
Said another. It has an unpleasant expression.
Still,
provided their supervisor.
Santa must have put in the order for a reason.
Wait,
Alfie begged as the belt whisked him away.
I'm not a toy.
The packaging elf ordered.
Grab the big box.
Stop,
Alfie said.
I need air holes.
It talks,
noted an assistant.
What a snazzy doll.
Just do what it says,
his coworker answered.
Who gets this one?
Asked a clerk.
Check the paperwork,
the distribution elf suggested.
Well, let's worry about it later,
said their boss.
It's cocoa break time.
Cocoa break?
Hey, elfin guys!
Alfie called as they strolled away.
Guys, anybody? Help!
because what has happened to him? Where is he now?
Inside of a box.
He's in a package. He's in a present. Oh boy, Alfie was cold. Alfie was hungry. Alfie was lonely. And Alfie was just a little scared. And so he thought, there really is a Santa Claus. Noel was right all along. Alfie wished he'd been nicer to her. He wished he hadn't said all those mean things about Santa Claus.
Santa,
he said in a small, sad voice.
If you can hear me, I believe in you. I believe in elf science and technology, too. And what's more, I believe I can be a nice boy, a nicer big brother. If you'll just give me another chance, I promise I'll be the nicest big brother in the world.
Alfie fell asleep, waiting for an answer. The following morning, Noel raced to see what was under the tree. It was a big box with a big bow and air holes. The tag read,
"For Noel, Merry Christmas from Santa."
"Where's Alfie?" Mama asked.
"Probably still asleep,"
Daddy said. And that's when they heard a snore coming from Noel's present. Do it again.
That's what it sounded like, guys.
It's a good snore. She tugged the ribbon loose and the box fell open, revealing Alfie, who was still snoring away. She woke up Alfie, who hugged Mama and Daddy and Noel, too.
"From now on,"
Alfie promised,
"I'm going to be a nicer big brother."
"I know,"
Noel answered.
"I believe in you."
"Ho, ho, ho."
And what did that list
say? Well, in the last page, we see that Santa's nice list is right here where everyone can see it, and there's a bunch of names on it.
What's the first
name? Well, we can't see the whole list of names because most of them are still rolled up. But we can see some of the names.
What are the names?
Well, there's Katie and Grace and Inga and Riza and Jose and Mark and Nas and Michael and David and Diane and Christy and Noel and Alfie. Alfie made the nice list. Finally, let's hope he stays on it. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, my friends, is the end.
Where were you? Oh.